Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. My name is Sarah, I'm a certified credit repair specialist. May I ask, we have the pleasure to speak with today?
Hi Sarah, my name is Oscar. I've got looking for a $70,000 loan, but his credit score is low. I just connected twice to agents of Pros before, but I don't know why they're disconnecting the call in between. So I'm connecting it to you again. He's really interested in talking to you about his credit score. Shall I connect him to you?
Yes, of course. I will be more than happy to assist. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Daniel, hello.
Yes, sir.
The expert is online. Please have a word regarding your credit scores, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Daniel.
Please
My
continue,
name is
ma'am.
Sarah.
Have a nice day.
You as well. Thank you so much. Hello, Daniel. My
Yes,
name is
Sarah.
Sarah. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. How are you today?
Yes, Sarah. I'm okay. I just woke up.
Okay,
Fixing
I'm
to
glad to
drop some
hear.
eggs in the skillet.
Okay, I'm glad to hear. So, Daniel, I understand that you're looking for a loan and you were transferred over to us to improve your credit because your credit score was not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and Daniel, what's the loan amount that you requested?
The reason
Daniel,
for this is because, I mean, yes, what did you say?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
My score is so low because I put my cards on credit cards and then I couldn't pay them back. They told me when I got the gift cards, they told me they would pay it off, but they didn't.
Oh, okay, I see. Do you have any negative
So
accounts that can be
here
affecting?
I am.
Okay, so you have late payments on these credit cards, correct?
I
Daniel,
have
I'm
what
having
on
issues with
credit
your
card?
audio.
Have what?
I'm having issues with your audio.
Well,
Are you
yes,
able to
I'm
hear me
having a
well?
little trouble hearing you, but I hear you well, yes. Very
Okay,
well.
perfect. Perfect. Okay, so Daniel, you have late payments on these credit cards, correct? Are
Yes,
they in collections already?
I wish to pay those off if I could.
Okay, perfect. Okay, what about credit cards? How
Could
many
be,
active
yes.
credit cards do you have? Do
I
you
don't
have
have
active
any
credit
active
cards?
credit cards, son. I
No
only have
active
a
credit
debit
cards.
card.
Okay, thank you.
Do I have? I don't have any active credit cards, no. Just a debit card.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
all I use.
Thank you so much. Daniel, do you have do you know your current credit score?
I think it's less than 550, but I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so then Daniel, based on the information that I have here, I understand that the only thing that might be holding you back is your credit standing. Just so you know, like other companies, what we do is we work on improving every aspect of your credit. And this is from disputing the negative items that are questionable to giving you access to positive credit. So what I'm going to go ahead and do next is I'm going to go ahead and attempt the soft pull. This is going to be from your Equifax credit summary. I can assure you it's going to be a courtesy pull, so this will not affect your credit score in any way, okay?
Okay.
Daniel, do you have a middle name, middle initial?
Wilson, W. Daniel Wilson Wallace.
Thank you. Wilson is your middle name, correct?
Is correct.
Okay. The phone number 931-994-1920. Are you able to receive a text message while you're on the phone with me?
Oh, yes. That's text is my preferred way. I can print out text attachments very easily.
Okay. What about email? Do you have an email?
I usually use DWALLAC and then the number 8@bellsouth.net.
Can you repeat it one more time before the number 8?
Wallace, WALLAC, but instead of the E, you put the number 8. So it's dwallock8@bellsouth.net.
Thank you so much. Go ahead and provide me your social security number.
Correct.
Thank you. What's your date of birth?
/7/24/44.
Thank you. And what's your home address or P.O. box?
4903 CADDIE Drive in Centerville, Tennessee, 37033.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and request your credit summary, okay? As I'm requesting your credit summary, go ahead. I would like to ask
That's
you...
That's okay.
You receive...
I mean, just go ahead, what you're doing.
Okay, thank you. Do you receive Social Security income disability?
Yes. It originally was disability income, but of course I'm old enough now that it's just Social Security.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask you some security questions. The information is loading. Give me one moment, okay? Go ahead. You were going to say something that you had filed for what?
No, I didn't really mean to say that. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. Allow me one.
It could have been something from my coffee maker here.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience. I really appreciate it, okay? I'm going to ask you the security questions. Question number one.
Okay, Ann. Ask me.
Which of the following is a license plate number that is associated with an automobile register in your name? I have EPF 771. I have LA 0976. SDM 107, 951 VPV, or none?
You're asking if there are automobiles associated with my name?
Yes, a license plate
number.
What
you said?
That is correct. The license plate number that I provided to you.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to go look. Just hang on.
Okay.
I have two cars. I've got a 648 BHZT and then 715 BKLP. Those are the license plate numbers on my cars. First one is a 2011 Taurus, and the other one is a Toyota 4Runner, 05-06 Toyota 4Runner.
Okay, thank you. Okay, question number two. According to the records, you currently own, lease, or have owned or leased one of the following vehicles. You said you own a Ford Taurus, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
2011 Ford Taurus.
Thank you. Question number three. Which of the following represents the last four digits of your primary checking account number? 1389, 1398, 1407, 1416, or none?
Hang on.
Okay.
I'm going to look. You want to know my checking account number?
The last four. I'm going to provide you with the numbers that I have here and let
Are
me know.
Are you still
if
with me, ma'am?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm here listening.
Okay. I have 1389, 1407. 1398, 1416, or none?
None.
Thank you. Question number four. Which of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? Robert, Abel, Kenneth, Tadeusz, or none?
None.
Thank you. Question number five. Please select the county for the address you provided. I have Carter, Knox, Granger, Hickman, or none.
Hickman.
Thank you. Okay, allow me one moment. Information is loading, okay?
Okay.
One moment, information is loading. Okay, I'm gonna ask you more security questions. Question number one. Which one of the following is a previous phone number of yours? 615-225-2303, 615-231-1154, 615-215-3717, 615-202-4354, or none?
None, I think. If I understand you, you said something about my credit score?
No, this is for a current or previous phone number of yours.
Oh, phone number?
That is correct.
All I use is a 1920 number.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to move to question number two, okay?
Okay.
Question number two. According to the records, you graduated from which of the following high schools? We have Quest Academy, Menlo School, Southwestern High School, Hart High School, or none?
None.
Thank you.
None.
Question number three. From the list below, what is the area code of your phone number ending in 8831? I have 865.
37033.
Okay. Have you had any of these area codes? 865, 731, 901, 931, or none?
None.
Thank you. Question number four. Please select the model year of the vehicle you purchased or leased prior to March 2018. 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, or none?
You want to know the year of a vehicle on?
Yes, that is correct, the year.
I have an 04 Toyota.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Question number five. You previously resided on one of the following streets. We have Cedar, Union, Old Cox, Delta, or none?
I previously lived on Old Cox Pike.
Okay, thank you. Okay, allow me one moment. The information is loading now, okay?
Okay.
Daniel, thank you so much for your patience. I really appreciate it. I have your credit report. Your credit score is 539. This is through Equifax. As I'm reviewing your file, I can see a few negative accounts on your credit report.
That is low.
Uh-huh, that is correct.
Okay.
Yes, your credit score is low. I'm able to see many negative accounts, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh, 539. I'm able to see many negative accounts on your file. The type of negative accounts that you have is 18 minor delinquent accounts, 3 major derogatory trade lines. We have a delinquent percentage of 18%. And as well, we have 4 trade lines ever delinquent. So this is what we have on file. I'm going to go ahead and provide you with the program that is going to help you with your credit. Okay, this is going to help you fix your credit. And we're going to help you build your credit at the same time. This way, you can access better benefits with good credit. And Daniel, based on the information that we have here,
okay,
the program that you qualify for is the Success Program. The way that we will be working with you is that we're going to work through all 3 credit bureaus, which is going to be Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. We will be working with everything that you consider to be misleading, inaccurate,
okay,
outdated, and as well unverifiable. We're going to go ahead and provide you with access as well to your portal. In your portal, you can report your monthly payments on time. So, for example, if you have a phone bill, if you have insurance, this is going to get reported. We have as well the Loan Wizard. As a company, we don't give loans because we specialize in credit repair and improvement. However, what we're going to do is we're going to give you access to apply through a third party, which is going to be through the Loan Wizard, which is a tool that is going to help you determine the financing payment options that are best for you. And this way you can apply for a personal loan based on credit worthiness. Okay, Daniel? As well, something else that
okay,
we're going to do is we're going to provide you with ID cover, identity debt protection. This way we make sure nobody's messing with your information. This program, it has a starting fee of $12.85 to get you started today. We have an enrollment fee of $119, which I can provide you until March the 17th to cover, or the 20th, I apologize, so 20th. And then on April, your monthly fee is going to drop down to $79. I just need you to provide the credit advisor some sort of paperwork, something that is showing that you're on Social Security income. This way you can keep the discounted price. Do you have any questions in regards to the program, Daniel? Okay.
No, I don't. I have an issue with my money.
Okay, what's the issue?
The state of Tennessee elected to put my retirement income on a debit card, which I never received. They're supposedly going to send me another one.
Okay, and you don't have a prepaid card or anything that you're using at the moment?
I'm limited in my checking account. I am using a debit card that's attached to my checking account at Pinnacle Bank.
Okay. Well, just so you know, we take debit cards, so we can go ahead and get you started with the $12.95 with the debit card, okay? So then, Daniel, let's go ahead and get you started. Would you be using a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It is a MasterCard.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number.
Five five nine four 2709-7244-4178. Name on card, Daniel W. Wallace. Expired 03 of 27.
Okay.
CV number 376.
Thank you. Okay, so Daniel, once the payment is accepted, your second setup fee of $119, it would be due until March the 20th. Okay. And then on the month of April the 20th, it's going to drop down to $79.
Okay.
I would just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.85 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates the cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, so we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Allow me one moment, okay? Daniel, do you have access to your email while you're on the phone with me?
I can do a text real good.
Okay, let me see if I can send you a text message. Let me know if you receive the text message, okay?
Okay.
Have you received the text message?
Yeah, I got a text message.
Okay, I send you a link. Click on the link.
I have received it.
Perfect.
Rick, welcome to Credit Pros.
That is correct, Credit Pros.
You want me to log in?
Yes, I'm giving you access to your portal. This way we're able to go over the negative accounts that are holding you back.
All right.
I'm still here on the line. Can you hear me?
I hear you, yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me know once you're able to review your information, go over the information, because I need to transfer you to your credit advisor.
I'm about to go on stage five. Here we go. I don't know about all these negative accounts. I've never heard of all of that.
Okay, well, just click on the items that you want us to dispute, okay?
Okay. This goes way back, doesn't it?
Yeah, those negative accounts can stay with you for many years.
The thing about it is, I've never heard as a lot of that. Ver TV, never had a Ver TV. Looks like if it's an inquiries have affected my credit score.
Okay. We'll click on the inquiries as well, so we can go ahead and dispute them if you want us to dispute them. As I mentioned, we do work with everything that you consider to be misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable.
Okay.
Bless you.
Sorry, honey.
It's fine, no worries.
Never heard tell of that.
Let me know once you're done, okay? Are you almost done?
Well, I thought I was waiting on y'all.
Okay. So, Daniel, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you now.
It would take up to 60 seconds.
Okay, perfect. So, Daniel, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you now to our automated credit advisor ACE. This is to set up your account. It's going to go over your personal information, et cetera, to set up your account. It's very important for you to listen to the entire message, so please stay on the line and don't hang up for the transfer, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
One moment, please.